Marcelo, we've seen Wexford, the first game of 2021 with all the COVID and everything. I think it was a decent enough performance. Kevin Tatton kind of had a disrupted season, I suppose, like every other county. There were some really good individual performances. We give away a lot of frees at times and we finished very strongly, which I think is important in a game.
Yeah, I suppose it's good to, you know, dust the cobwebs off, Liam, and eventually get back out on the pitch. It's great to be here, even from our point of view. Yeah, Wexford, I suppose, they'll be okay with that performance. It wasn't their best performance, I suppose, but the first game out, looking at a few new players that would have come on stream, so it's good to give them game time. One or two players, I think, that, to me, Ciara Connor had a great game. She had a great second half. She really came into it. If you're looking at the match as a whole, the third quarter, we just didn't perform as well as we could, and in the second half, Kilkenny outscored us. I think it was 10 points to 8, yeah. You know, in the end. So that wouldn't be a great stat, but still, Kate Kerwin played really well. She's been there for a little bit, but getting her chance today, and she really took it. Roisin Kelly in the first half showed well. Anae Curran will always do the, you know, the hard work for you, and she had some lovely touches. Ciara Connor then, you know, extremely good in the second half when we needed someone to stand up. Sarah was steady at centre back, and Áine Lacey, I thought, at full back was particularly, you know, sound.
Yeah, she reads the game well, doesn't she?
Yeah, I just found her, you know, really good presence there at the back, and, you know, something we've been missing for a while now, so since catching Lachlan's retirement those days. But yeah, no, I thought Áine played really well there. Laura Brennan was, you know, steady in goal, but she had nothing major to deal with. Again, Joanne Dillon will always give you, you know, the few scores. She's always dangerous. She's going to take a lot of minding as well. So, yeah, plenty to work on, you know, taking the positives out of it. Players got game time. You know, the first match out, it's hard to read.
Yeah, and I suppose from a management point of view and players' point of view, you are playing Kilkenny's second string team, so it might be that might need that little bit of extra motivation, maybe.
Yeah,
they were decent as well. Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
No, as you said,
quickly watching their second string team, there's some very good players.
Yeah, with Kate Kelly as well, like saying that, you know, Kilkenny have another 15 plus better players than that. But do you know something? Sometimes when you only play what's in front of you, and you know, a team that mightn't be as strong as some of the top teams, the Corks and Kilkenny's, with Kilkenny's second team, that you can come down a little bit to their level as well. Listen, we won the game, some good performances, and it's nice to get that one out of the way, because mentally, you know, you're playing their second team. Psychological thing somewhere there in the back of your brain, you'll do what you have to do to win, but maybe at a stronger opposition, you know, we would raise our game as well.
In terms of Camogie, you know, there was a little bit of controversy with the club thing, and that was kind of sorted, and you could see what the Camogie Association were trying to do, number one, and number two, cancelling, you know, Owlert of Ag must feel very, very disappointed cancelling last year's
the All-Ireland club series. Yeah, I just think that decision, to me, there's no excuse for it. They made that decision last year that they were going to hold the championships. Those girls have trained so hard, individual training for the last few months during lockdown, and the time and effort that has gone into that, and it's every club that were still involved, like with Zoom meetings, logistics around it, and getting players to buy into that. It's such an amount of time has gone into it that they should find a way somewhere to play.
Should have found a window to play it.
Yeah, to play this championship. You can't, you know, make a fixture and say it's going ahead. They should have either called it off in the beginning, but once they made the decision to go ahead with the championship, to me, they have to find a space to finish it.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing. I'm sure it's disappointing for Owlert the Ballack. But overall, looking at Wexford, they need to get out of this division, the championship. We know where Wexford are at in Camogie. Kevin Tatton seems to be a bright young manager. He's a good backroom team. So would you be hopeful this year, Stella?
Yeah, I would. I can see huge promise there. There was a lot of players that, you know, have showed that they have the skill and talent, and it's putting that performance together. I think they will rise their game to a stronger opposition, and on any given day they're capable of beating any of the teams, and you know, that's where we have to start from. We start and build back up again, and I've no doubt we have the talent here in the county to actually compete and perform at the highest level and get those wins and hopefully get a Duffy Cup back to the Slaney side again.
Yeah, it'd be nice for that to happen. They have a week off. They play Laois then in the Division 2 in their group 3. The juniors play here next week to see another chance to showcase some of the younger talent that's coming through. But Yeah, let's hope. Let's keep the fingers crossed. Nice to see you again, Selwyn. Nice to see people again after being locked away for a couple of weeks, isn't it? For a couple of months, should I say.
It is. I was just saying to friends of mine, if I see any more of Enniscorthy walking the streets for the last few months. But listen, you know, we've been through a tough old time and it's great to get, you know, back at this stage that, you know, hopefully in another month or two they can get people at the games. And but I'd have to say the, you know, yourselves in South East Radio and the TV streaming, like, has been tremendous for people and, you know, for their mental well-being as well, that missing the matches. So, yeah, it's great to be back, Liam, and onwards and upwards.
Thanks, Stella.
No problem.